Triple M. Get ready for the new look Rush Hour.
We're not here just to take part. We're here to take over.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jazz.
All right, Bernie, let's catch up with a former great of the Fremantle Football Club, a South Australian by heart. He joins us, Matty Pavlik joins us on the Rush Hour. G'day, Matty. Thanks for your time.
Jazz and Bern, loving to chat, guys.
Now, Matty, you're in Adelaide, checking out the Adelaide Hills. What are you up to? You checking out the wineries?
Of course I'm checking out the wineries. I'm always checking out some good wine, Jazz. Yeah, no. Look, I was in Adelaide this week. Got a number of talent coming across to Adelaide to promote Pickstart, our marketplace, online marketplace that connects brands and fans with athletes in a much more simple and easier fashion. So we've got Olympic athletes, we've got AFLW stars, we've got current stars out there, former players, former cricketers, sort of a mix of athletes, past and present, to help us promote our brand and making sure that people are aware that there's an easier way for brands to connect with people of influence.
New coach, Justin Longmuir, how do you think he's gone this year? And where do you see Fremantle sitting on the table?
Yeah, look, I think they've got a pretty young list. It looks as though they've got the second youngest list in the competition and I think the second least experience. So they're a team developing. They've sort of tried to, with the likes of Lockie Neal going and Brad Hill, they've tried to get some youth through the door. And I think their young talent's pretty substantial. You know, Griffin Logan's going to have to play a hell of a lot of footy down back with both Joel Hamling and Alex Pearce out for a chunk of the year. So the pressure's going to come, and it is also going to come on, the likes of Nathan Fyfe and Michael Walters to be the ones that stand up, because, Andy Brayshaw and Adam Chera and a number of these younger players can really play, but they're all still young, so it's going to have to be left to some of the senior players to carry that team.
Pav, what about the Adelaide Crows and Port Adelaide? How do you think their season will progress? Obviously, Adelaide Crows' new coach under Matty Nix will give a lot of hugs and a lot of love to the boys this year, and Kenny Hinckley needs to finish in the top eight to keep his job.
Yeah, it seems that way. I mean, he was very public, even just last week, saying how Port are coming, and I find both of their lists interesting to get a gauge on. Their top players, when they're up and going, match it with anyone in the competition, I think. But it's just getting that continuity and chemistry for both clubs, I think. But particularly for Port, that just seems to have wavered the last couple of years for whatever reason. Yeah. So, if they can get the likes of Dixon and Boak and a number of their senior players out there regularly playing and playing at a high level, they can be ultra competitive. And then they're relying upon the growth of Bonner and those types to really push them up. But I find them fascinating, Port Adelaide. I can't get a good read on how they're going go. The Crows, I mean, I was involved with that the review process and got to see sort of firsthand where they are at. So they're on a journey of change. And that's both on the field with their list and how young they are and some of the changes that were sort of forced there. But also off the field, they're obviously going through a big transformation. So I think their best is still good enough. They've got a really good, mature group there. But again, what we know in this competition is that you don't have to improve too much to really jump up the ladder. And I think just the last few years has shown that with, even if you go as far back as the Bulldogs and then West Coast and Richmond, if you can bob up quickly, you can sort of hang around and be a chance to win it.
Now, I ask this question on behalf of a lot of South Australians, I should say.
Yes.
Why did you never come home? Every year, every time you came out of contract, everyone's like, yes, this is time. He'll come back. He's going to come back to Adelaide.
We couldn't sell the farm, mate. The Crows couldn't sell the farm.
Well, there's rumours going around this office that Twiggy Forrest was giving you a bit of money under the table. That's the latest from here. Is this true? Did you ever think? Were you ever close?
Oh, dear. I was close a couple of times. And let's put it on the record. I've never had any dealings with Twiggy, so I'm not sure where that was coming from.
I might have made that one up.
Yeah, I like it. But mate, I was close a couple of times. You were on too much money. That was the issue. But I would have gone to Port Adelaide. I remember having a conversation with Mark Williams and Rob Snowden at the end of 2001, my second year, and being very close during the deal, sort of the end of 2002. But I'd really felt connected with the club at that stage. And then I was always a Crows man. I remember watching Jars and his brother play back in the 90s and loved going to footy park and watching them. But I, it got to the, I had conversations with both teams, but I just felt as though that my future and both on and off the field was best placed in here in WA. So it's amazing. It's 20 years down the track. When I left Kibben Park back in 1999, I didn't think I'd be here in WA for that long. But here we are 20 years later, and that's how things turn out.
Matty, thanks for your time. Good to see you back in Adelaide for a little while. Pickstar, get on board. So is that a website people can get on and check it out?
That's it, pickstar.com.au. You can book. You can choose from 1,500 past or present athletes for your next event, product campaign, whatever it may be. Head on there and put your brief and budget in. And the discovery phase, the matching phase, and the booking phase is all done in an automated fashion.
Mate, thanks for your time. Good luck, and we'll speak again.
Good on you, boys. Cheers.
Thanks, there he is, former Fremantle champ, great Matty Pavlik.
Close to going to Port Adelaide, Jars.
This is the Rush Hour, Burn.
Triple M. Get ready for the new look Rush Hour.
We're not here just to take part. We're here to take over.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars.